And welcome back to The Grumpy Gaze and An Angry Gay Man. That was Dress You Up by Madonna. Now, Matt, that song, you went on a little weekend away last weekend, didn't you? And you sent Helen and I a little video of you having a little bit of a dance after a couple of those bottles of wine you were talking about earlier. Do you want to talk about this with us?
It was a good weekend. It was nice to get out.
Where were you?
Went down to Lake's Entrance.
Right. And then you filmed yourself doing a little dance on a wooden floor.
I didn't film myself. Somebody else filmed me. Okay. Yeah, but I did insist that they filmed me. It wasn't. They didn't do it without my approval.
They didn't do it willingly.
No, they didn't do it. I made them because I'm like, oh, look, I'm such a good dancer to this song. You've got to watch it. You've got to see this, right? A bit liturgical, you know? And I didn't realise that the floorboards in this place were like polished ice.
Really?
Oh, he did a Torval and Dean.
A Dean.
Oh, he's Torval.
Yes. Yeah, only that bit at the end where they collapse.
Bolero. Actually, yes, the bolero.
And I can't believe you're asking if that happened. I sent you the footage, Doug.
I wanted to make it sound like you remained, you know, upright, Matt. I mean, okay. You didn't. You came to a thundering, crashing thud on the floor. But you know,
he was drunk in socks on a highly polished wooden floor, dancing.
In Lake's Entrance, dancing to Madonna.
On far too much wine at the age of 50. What could possibly go wrong? Anyway.
I was so impressed with you getting back to your liturgical dance roots, Matt.
Yes.
It was impressive.
So we've got regular segment tonight. Room 666 seems to be a mainstay of that segment. We've always got a lot to put in there, I think.
We do. But before you kick off on your Inferno-esque travels tonight, Matt.
Yes.
Inferno, another fire reference. We're not going to let up on this, are we? Inferno-esque.
Can I seek clarification on a few points of interest?
Okay.
This evening, you're attempting to put vampires into room 666.
Yes.
Oh.
The vampires to which you refer, are we discussing the classic literary character known as Dracula, created by Bram Stoker in 1897?
Oh, someone's done a Wikipedia. Oh.
In his book of the same name. No, I have not. Bugger off, Doug.
No, she's getting it right. So oh, she hasn't.
The character, which, whilst being purely fictional, was apparently based on a living person known as Vlad the Impaler, or Vlad the Third, Prince of Wallachia.
What?
Or are we disgusting? Disgusting, yes, we are disgusting. Or are we discussing the bastardization of this perennial and magnificent literary character by the likes of Stephanie, I can't even spell my own name correctly, Maya?
I've forgotten what the question was.
Do you know what? Going old school or modern version? No, modern take, yeah,
I know. I think Helen made a comment that somebody should have put some commas in something at one point and it was wrong of them. So I just, physician, heal thyself. Anyway,
Miss Major in Literature, Helen, knowing that Bram Stoker, the year it was written, the names, everything.
To answer your question, all of it, the whole concept, right? And the reason I'm putting it into 666...
Aren't they already in there, vampires?
No. Well, exactly. I was thinking that. It'd make a nice flatmate for the devil, really. Or Toby, as you call him, Helen.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the whole concept of it, right? And I will agree that Dracula is a literary classic because he created such a intriguing character. And I think that's what people are fascinated with vampires. They're fascinated by the sort of gothic romance and, it's set in Victorian London and set in deep, dark places that nobody would have known about at the time, Transylvanian mountains, that sort of thing, because that's where Vlad the Impaler, an actual historical figure, I think, came from. So, I think probably the actual folklore of the vampire came from that part of the world. I don't know. I haven't done that much research about this, to be honest with you.
But Romania.
But I don't know. I don't necessarily want to go into the kind of analytics of, is it where it's come from in the history of that sort of thing. It's just as a concept. I just constantly find them a bit crap. I'm a bit of a horror fan, I will admit to that. So I would say vampires, blah, blah, blah.
I do not say blah, blah, blah.
Okay, mate, calm down, calm down. So yeah, simple as that. The crappiest horror invention ever. Think about it. They are more vulnerable than a human. Even more so than a cockroach or Cher.
In Silkwood?
In anything.
At least. Very vulnerable in Silkwood. She really was.
Well, there's got to be at least 58 ways of killing them, I reckon. And this is my main point, right? So, yeah, they're meant to be this sort of like immortal, undead creature. But there's just so many ways you can kill them. And so you could think like Van Helsing and be going, oh, you know, you have to be very careful with a vampire. There are literally only 58 ways you can kill. Oh, really? 59? I did not know this. No. No, but wait, 60. I'm now being told 60. Thank you. So let's say, look, I go out in the street, right? And I happen to see a vampire standing there, like you do. Well, the first thing I can do is I can look around the ground. I can, oh, there's a stick there. Pick that up. Bang, dead. Put it through the heart. Bit of running water. Oh, there's a tap over there. Go and turn it on. Bang, dead. Oh, it's daylight. That's right. They shouldn't be out anyway.
Running water. What's running water?
Running water is, okay, I will give you an example of the ways you can kill a vampire. There's garlic. There's daylight. There's a stake through the heart. There's running water. And the other 53.
I wish to correct you. Garlic cannot kill a vampire. It can simply ward it off.
Oh, it makes them recoil.
Okay, so they're scared of it. That's even worse.
That's what happens with garlic anyway when you've had too much. People recoil and go away.
Exactly. And let's hold on. It's not a stick. It's a steak.
Okay, well, I was on my way to Coles when this actually happened. I was going to get myself a steak. So there you go. Either or. It's just too simple. Just not scary enough. And do you know what I reckon this comes from? This has come from every author that has wanted to put their own spin on the tale has kind of come up. The way they've done it is come up with a new way of killing the vampire. So this list has kind of accumulated over the years. And it's now to the point that this vampire is the biggest hypochondriac in the world. Anything is a danger to it. In fact, what the old tales from Romania don't tell you is you can kill a vampire dead with one spray of Bacistos. In fact, the name Van Helsing translated into Romanian means crouching house frail.
Or retail wretch. Retail.
Wake up to find a vampire in your room. Open the curtains. Bit of light. Bang. Dead. Somebody get the dustbuster, will you? They're just crap. They're hardly at the top of the food chain. And then speaking of food, what do they eat? Blood. So they have one item of nourishment. Now, if I was a vampire living in the UK between the years of, what was it, Doug?
Oh, yeah, 86 and something or other. Yeah,
yeah, something hideously long, 86 and 2000. You pretty much got mad cow's disease, mate. Vampiros bovinus, I think they call it. So, look, all I'm saying is stop crapping on about yourselves as the lords of all evil and take a good hard look at yourself. Oh, that's right, you can't. Are you getting my point? It doesn't work for me. It's just not scary. Do you agree?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, let's put it this way. Forget about mad cow's disease. I would also warn any vampire that approaches me, especially at the moment, that they'd better not get breathalyzed on the way home. I can imagine the IBT. How many humans have you had tonight, sir? Just the one. So, yeah. So, and the other point here is, I've heard it mentioned a few times, they lurk in the shadows, apparently. Really? They're the most overexposed monster ever. They're like the Kardashians of monsters. Now, we were talking about this today, Doug. You were saying, like, as a horror theme, it's the one that is just rehashed the most. I mean, Dracula's been made more times than A Star Is Born.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've never been a fan and I really, really, really don't get it. I've never read a vampire book. I can't say I've ever watched a film and I'm probably not even buff enough for Buffy. But what I really want to know is why is this such an on-repeat genre? You know, like yo-yos. I mean, every few years, major soft drink companies must decide that the previous suckers, see what I did there, the previous suckers have moved on and it's time to start on the next. I have this sort of vision of the little yo-yo marketing man sort of poking his head around the corner and saying, is it now? Can we start now? And maybe he's the same little person that does the film and television marketing, and there's always just another one waiting to kickstart the next vampire franchise.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like the end of the financial year. Oh, God, it's vampire time again. You know, look at it.
Actually, maybe we could reinvent Dracula. This time, Dracula is immune to Corona and everyone's trying to suck him.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I knew there'd be a suck pun, but I wasn't. Yeah, wasn't sure we were going to go that far. Anyway,
but I mean, I kind of want it. But Helen, is it a girl thing? I mean, because I mean, I know so many women who are so excited by this nonsense. I mean, Helen, maybe I'm asking the wrong girl, but what about you? Do you, are you excited by these men hacking at your neck?
I'm never excited by any man hacking
at anything
Gupta
Guru gonads did you? Is that what Gupta gonads gonads?
Gopi Gupta gonads guru,
Was he having a go at your neck?
No, he was not.
But actually, the funny thing is you raised something I wanted to discuss, right? So you're saying that the next vampire interpretation is going to be something. And that's what I'm saying. There's been all these different representations over the years. So every generation kind of reinvents Dracula or vampires themselves. You've got the Victorian, you know, it's all gothic sort of capes and widow's peaks and that sort of thing. 1970s, mostly soft focus lesbian. Flowing 90s and things.
Helen's in. Didn't Tom Cruise have a go?
Yes. And then you got the modern era. You got that Francis Ford Coppola version that he did just a little while back, which I absolutely loved. It's a very stylish, very good looking movie. It's the one where Gary Oldman plays Dracula. But I've never understood why they've modelled that version of Dracula off Michaela Cash. I swear, go and have a look after I made that comment. You will never see Michaela Cash and Gary Oldman from Dracula in the same room.
Does anyone question why you can't see Michaela Cash's reflection?
No. So do you have a favourite type of Dracula out of all those different eras? Obviously yours is literary, Helen.
Well, I think it has to be literary because that's where it all stemmed from. I think it's that darkness, that sense of untouchable, that, you know, think what would have happened if one of the bloody Brontes had made Heathcliff into a vampire, for the love of God.
Dracula would be wearing a heaving bodice. Yes, there's a sexy element to character.
But I'm wondering then, sort of aligning myself with the ladies of the straight world.
How does you do that, Doug?
Well, I do. I like things they like, Helen. And and I'm just wondering, so like, do gay men find vampires and Draculas and whatever they are attractive? I don't.
Well, let's face it, Matt shouldn't call himself a gay man if he doesn't.
Oh, no. Look, it's not whether I find them attractive or not. It's like, as a horror concept, is it scary? No, it's not. Listen, Sesame Street has a felt puppet that teaches kids to count. They're just not scary.
So let's get back to your attempt to put vampires into room 666.
This is how overexposed they are, right? There are even restaurants themed after them. I know we had the wonderful Dracula's here. R.I.P. Dracula's. I used to love that place, and yet closed down last year. There's yet another way to kill a vampire. The economy. what do you reckon?
No, you're not winning this one, mate.
Why?
No, Beelzebub said bugger off. Yeah, not on. Right. Not on.
It was a stretch.
No deal.
I think if you went into room 666, you'd find them all in there anyway.
Yes. Stick around. Into the Groove by Madonna. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Look like Dracula's daughter. No wonder traders slack. You do. You look just like Dracula's daughter. And you can dance.